I was listening to the three songs that we were singing today, and I realized that those three songs already summarize what I was going to talk about today. I think we're very blessed to have these kind of songs that have meaning, that have words of life, which as a result will lead us to show us how to become sons of God. I'd like to review a few things we talked about on Friday with the youth. I'll start out with Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The beginning, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." There were many people who heard John the Baptist's message, and he baptized them because they believed in his message. However, there were also those that came to John to get baptized, but John, he sent them away. And I also wanted to read from Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 through 8. "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come into his baptism, he said to them, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance.'" We may wonder, why was John so aggressive to them? After all, it's a good act to want to receive baptism. And I think John was pretty clear that these people came to him because they were afraid of the time that was coming. They had a sense of fear that the wrath of God will come upon them, and their only desire was to save their own interests. It was also obvious that they had all the wrong motives why they were doing it. We had talked that if we had a friend who only came to us when we only when they needed our protection or when they needed something from us, and then when they got what they wanted from us, they would no longer need our friendship and just ignore us as a result. I'm sure that's a friendship that we would never want to be a part of. Now, that's how God feels when we come to him. We want his protection, or when our interests are suffering, when we want him to fix that. So we may ask then, what are the right motives, and what does it mean to prepare the path for the Lord? So we discussed that when we called upon the Lord, that means he is our master, and we are his servants. However, in order for us to become servants, God needs to teach us his will. A servant does not come to his master and tell him what he wants. On the contrary, he comes to the master and asks him what the master wants and how the servant can be of a better servant to his master. So we must understand that God does not want any harm for us. He only seeks what is best for us. As a matter of fact, God knows what is best for us. So why not submit ourselves to God and tell him that we want to know what his will is for our lives? How can we fulfill God's will? And how do we become the servants that is pleasing in his eyes? And I think I'm quite sure that God will accept this kind of prayer or these kind of desires, because these are the correct motives to have when we come to God. This is why it's very important to check our motives for why we come to God, whether it's with prayer or when we read the Bible or even when we come to church or even why we even partake in the blood and the flesh. Check our motives to see why are we really doing this? Why do we come here? Are we looking for God to fulfill our will as a result, or do we want to know God's will for our lives and how to fulfill that will?